بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة إيمان الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، ومن تركها فقد هدم الدين. او کما قول علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. مائی ریسپیکٹڈ اور مائی اکرام برادر ان اسلام، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز بلیسڈ اس ود ایمان، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز بلیسڈ اس ود اسلام، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز بلیسڈ اس ود دی بیسٹ وے آف لائف، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز بلیسڈ اس ود دی بیسٹ آف مینکائنڈ، نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، the chief of Ambiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Islam with Sahaba Ikram, who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please forgive me for sitting today. I had an operation yesterday and still I'm recovering from the anesthetic. I promised to speak on Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu this year, and continuing from last week. We have to understand Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first Khalif of Islam. He is the first deserving Khalif of Islam. And without doubt, he is the first Khalif of Islam, contrary to what the Shias say. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is best of mankind after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent his life, his wealth, his property, his entire belongings for the cause of Islam, for the upliftment of the deen of Islam, for the pleasure of Allah and for the pleasure of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what it is narrated by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that with in the third year of preaching of Islam, when they were preaching Islam secretly, and the number of Muslims at that stage was 38, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu requested Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he wants to go out in the open and he wants to preach Islam. He wants to propagate Islam openly amongst the masses. In the haram, he wants to go out and propagate and preach Islam openly. He wants to proclaim Tawheed openly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that, Ya Abu Bakr, we are few in number and it is dangerous to do so. We are few in number, we are little in number, it is advisable not to do so. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, no, we must do this openly. It is time that we take our message openly. It is time we take our message to the masses openly, without secrecy. How long can we remain in secrecy? How long can the divine teaching of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remain in secrecy? Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, her father, went out after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave permission hesitantly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave permission to Hazrat Abu Bakr that go out and preach. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the haram. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave the call towards Tawheed. He gave the call towards unity of Allah. He gave call towards the Risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did this openly. Historians write that this was the first speech given openly in Islam, about Islam, for the proclamation of Islam, for the proclamation of Tawheed, for the proclamation of Iman. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, no sooner he called towards Allah, no sooner he called towards the unity of Allah, no sooner he called towards the risalat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no sooner that he called towards the nabuwat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar, the mushrikeen and the Quraysh, respected elders, they began to rush at him. They began to beat him up. They began to hit him. Yeah. And they began to put him down on the floor. And he stated that Utbah, the wretched fellow, he came towards Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that he came and he began to hit my father with his soul, with his double soul. He began to hit my father on his head. He began to kick him. As the kuffar and the mushrikeen began to hit Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I stated to you last week that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a protruding belly. They began to trample upon him. They began to hit him, kick him, and they began to hit him so much that blood began to come out of his face. Blood began to come out of his head. Blood began to come out of his nose. To such an extent, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, respected elders, she narrates that when we looked at my father, I could not make out what is the forehead and what is the nose. This is done for the cause of Islam. This is done for the propagation of Tawheed. This is done for the upliftment of our deen. This is done for the preservation of Islam. Today you and I, what we are doing for Islam. Today you and I, what we are not doing against Islam. Today eternally what we not we are doing against Islam. And this was done for the cause of Islam. Spreading of Tawheed, spreading of Risalat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She narrated that my father was in such a condition. My father was beaten up in such a condition that when we placed our hand on his head, that when we placed our hand on his head, it is stated that the hair began to come out of his head. That the hair fall out of his head. Can you imagine how much he must have been hit? How much he must have been persecuted? How much he must have been harassed? How much blood must have come out of his body that if you touch his head, then the hair falls off. If you touch his head, then the hair comes off. And this was done for Islam. Today, respected elders, when it's a little warm or a little cold, we cannot even leave our warm bed and come out of our Fajr with Jamaat. We cannot even go out and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not go out to go and do anything for Islam. In our 24 hours of life, what are we doing for Islam? Are we propagating Islam? Are we preaching Islam? Are we instructing others towards Islam? Are we calling towards Tawheed? Are we calling towards Risalat? Or are we shying away? But look at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In that state, lying there, bleeding profusely, his family members come and take him away. His family members come and take him away. And his tribe members come around him. His father, Abu Quhafa, begins to call his name, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr. He does not reply at all because he is in the state of unconsciousness. He does not reply. Evening comes. Still he is not replying. Still he is not responding. So, his tribe members make a vow that if Abu Bakr's life goes, then they are going to take the life of Uthbah. In retaliation and in recompensation, they are going to do that. They instruct his mother, Ummul Khair, that when Abu Bakr gets up, then give him some food to drink, give him some water, and see how he recovers. And if he does not recover, inform us, so that we can retaliate. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, towards the latter portion of the evening, he recovers. And when he recovers, his father and his tribe members are still there. When he recovers, he inquires, how is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is Muhammad? They ask him, Abu Bakr. They call him to him, Abu Bakr. And he say, how is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His tribe members, they get up in disgust. And they go away. They say, this man is beaten up so badly that you cannot recognize his nose from his forehead. He's bleeding profusely. And his whole face is smeared with blood. He's in this condition. And he's still calling when on recovery. First word is, how is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Today, when we undergo a little difficulty, a little problem, and if we have to become faint a little while, or go unconscious a little while, or go under a small accident a little while, immediately you get up and say, how is my bank balance? How is my property? How is my wealth? How is my wife? How is this going on? How is that going on? Who inquires about how is my iman? How is my Islam? How is my family members' parental laws going on? Who inquires about Islam? So this is our mentality and this is our attitude. And if we do not change it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring good conditions. But if we change our aman, if we change our actions, and upon our actions is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will bring good conditions if our actions are good. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his tribe members, they get up in disgust and go away. And they leave him. And they say to his mother and father, then look after him. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu repeatedly says that, how is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His mother Umm al-Khayr, she says she does not know. So he instructs her that go to Umm al-Jamil and find out. She will know. So his mother Umm al-Khayr, she goes to Umm al-Jamil and she inquires from him, from her at least, that how is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She says, no, I do not know much about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because she does not know who to trust, who not to trust, because they are only 38 in number. And anybody proclaiming Islam is being harassed, persecuted, unjustly. Umm al-Jamil says, then let me go to Abu Bakr, let me see him. Then I will perhaps answer. So Umm al-Khayr, mother of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, brings Umm al-Jamil to Abu Bakr. When they bring her to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, then how is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, he is well. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, then take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they were offering him food and they were offering him drink. He said, no, I do not want to eat. I do not want to drink. I want to see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The coolness of my eyes lies in the vision of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The coolness of my eyes lies in seeing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, what is happening? What not we see? And still we are not satiated. Still we are not calm. We are not in the state of tranquility. Seeing all the nonsense that is going around us. It is stated when Egypt was going under famine and there was drought there and there was a shortage of food. It is stated that they should take Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and put him on a platform and let the people look at his face and let the people look at him. When the people should look at the beautiness and the handsomeness of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, their hunger should go away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wants to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is not concerned about his health. He is not concerned about his own health. His own, the blood that is flowing from him. No, he wants to see the best of mankind. Why? Then he will feel happy that Muhammad is safe, that everything is okay. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is safe, then everything is okay. They carry him, Umm al-Khayr and Umm al-Jamil, they carry him. He leaves on them in the darkness of the night, where there are very few people around, and they take him to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one must object here and say, how can the woman folk take him? The laws of Farza had not come up to this stage. The laws of Farza came later. The laws of Farza came in Madinatul Munawwara. Respected elders, as I stated, the laws of Farza, the ayahs were revealed in the night. And before the sun rose, every woman in Madinatul Munawwara was in Farza. That is Iman. That is Islam. And that is acting upon Iman and Islam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who was taken to a place called Darul Arqam, where the Sahabas were gathering and they were making ta'aleem and they were teaching each other and they were exhorting each other to enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who come in that state. He kissed his forehead. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who said that, Ya Rasulullah, I have brought my mother to make dua for her. Make dua for my mother. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his mother. And he stated that the father of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who accepted Islam at the conquest of Mecca. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who recovered. And it was on this day, it is stated, on this very day, that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who accepted Islam, bringing the figure of the Muslims from 38 to 39. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who, he was out on a hunting trip. When he came back, then someone told him that Abu Jahl, the wretched, he has hit your nephew, Muhammad, and he has taken out blood from his head. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately went to Abu Jahl and he had his bow and arrow in his head. He struck Abu Jahl on his head, drawing blood. And then he went to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him that, "Oh nephew, be happy, be happy. I have come to know that Abu Jahl, he today harassed you and hit you. I, in retaliation, I went to Abu Jahl and struck him on his head and have taken blood out of him." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mercy unto mankind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, "Oh my dear Uncle Hamza, I do not want that. What will please me?" Because Hamza said, "I hope you are pleased now that I have hit Abu Jahl on your behalf." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hamza, "Oh my uncle, that will not please me. What will please me is that you accept Islam. What will please me is that you recite the Shahada." Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said that, "Nephew, if that pleases you, then I will recite the Shahada." It was on this day that he recited the Shahada. And it was on the same day that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so mercilessly beaten up. What they did this, they did this. Today, alhamdulillah, we are bearing the fruits. Without any much labor, without any effort or sacrifice, without anything today, because the Sahaba, they gave their blood. They watered the rose gardens of Islam with their blood. Today, we are bearing the benefit. Respected elders, what can we do? We can become good Muslims. We can become practical Muslims. We can follow their ways. We can emulate them. How they strove, we can strive. How they sacrifice their blood and their wealth, their property, for the sake of Islam, we can do it. We can fill our masajid. We can make Quran tilawah. We can do what they did, and they attained the pleasure of Allah. If we do what they did, and they got the pleasure of Allah, the same Allah that helped them, the same Allah will help us. The same pleasure they got, the same aid they got, we will get. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become good Muslims, practical Muslims, fill our masajid, remove the petty differences that exist amongst us, and behave like good Muslims, and bring harmony in our localities and in our places. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.